Great. Body feels great. I'm just glad I'm able to help to contribute to the team. You know what I'm saying? We've been playing real well. We just got to keep it rolling.
I know it's been a little bit of a long road to get back. So how has it felt to be out there making plays and contributing again?
That's nothing but a blessing, man. All glory to the man above. Thank my family, my coaches, my teammates. I couldn't have done it without them. It's been great.
Over here to the left, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Court after the first touchdown drive, Andy, you guys completely shut him down. What were the adjustments that you guys made to be able to do that?
That's just what we do. I mean, if something happens that we don't like, we get to the sideline and just make some adjustments. It was just sloppy mistakes. I mean, it was on us. So we just got to be disciplined, play our rules, and that's what we did. And that's how that happened.
Over here to the left, also, Court Colin Gay from Rivals.
Court. There's a lot of talk around Ohio State just being confident, you guys being confident. I'm curious about what that looks like for you guys defensively. What does momentum cause you guys to do? Do you guys feed off the energy that the offense is giving you? What does confidence look like for you guys as a defense?
I mean, as a defense, really, I mean, confidence just stems from preparation. I mean, if we feel like we're prepared, then we're able to play fast and play with a chip on our shoulder. So it's all about preparing. If we feel like we're prepared, we'll be able to play fast and run to the ball, and that's what we do.
Over here, second row right, Patrick Murphy, 24/7.
Court, you just mentioned adjustments. It seems like each week you guys have been able to do that, especially since that loss. What are the coaches like on the sidelines? What's the information that they give you that allows you to adjust like you did tonight for the first drive?
Yeah, I mean, if we don't like something, I mean, if they give us a different look that we're not used to seeing, then we just go back to playing our rules. I mean, our defense is made to on rules and just playing smart and being disciplined. So if we do that and make the adjustments like, you know, that we do after the offense does something that we don't like, then we make those adjustments based on our rules.
Has having Matt Barnes down on the sideline helped with that? I know he's kind of taking over some of the play calling. Has that changed anything with being able to make those adjustments?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's Coach Barnes, Coach Rose, Coach Combs. I mean, they're all tied in together. Coach Barnes is usually the one that's on the board giving us the adjustments. But, yeah, it's been great that he's on the field and he's able to tell us, you know, what we're supposed to do.
Deep center field, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Court, a lot of teammates talked about how much you've been progressing in the preseason. Do you feel like you're finally starting to get there now, that you're more comfortable with what you're doing and the defense is different? But do you feel like you individually, that you just feel like you're there now?
I mean, I honestly feel like there's still a lot to improve on. You know, I'm going to lean on my teammates, lean on my coaches, you know, listen to them and what they feel like I need to improve on. It's just about getting better as a team. And for myself, it's just about taking it day by day.
Do you feel like, in hindsight now, that you still weren't fully healthy in the preseason when you were practicing and going through everything and getting compliments, but you feel like you weren't fully healthy then? Do you feel that, like, you're finally there now?
It's just about getting reps. I mean, as long as it's about getting reps during practice, I mean, I felt good, you know, since the beginning of fall. I just had to get those reps to get it rolling again, feel comfortable in the field. So that's all I needed.
Over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
You see this defense every day in practice. How do you stop it?
well, as long as we keep doing what we're doing, keep getting better, improving on the things that we need to improve on, it's going to be a problem. We're going to be a problem. Yeah, unstoppable.
Right next door, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
Trevion Henderson has gotten a lot of attention for what he does kind of in the open field, but like tonight he had that screen pass was kind of pinballing off of people. Just what have you seen from him in practice as far as looking for contact or playing through contact and having that be part of his game?
I mean, he practices hard, he works hard, he takes it serious in the weight room, in the film room. I hear nothing but good things about him. I mean, he's going to be great, so I'm really looking forward to see what he does.
Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch. Did you have one? I'm not sure. No. Anybody else? Doug, anyone with a question? Back row left, Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, Corey, I mean, you guys held Indiana to 128 yards tonight. I mean, just to do that and be able to shut them down consistently as you did, I mean, how big of a step forward do you think this is for the defense?
I think it's big. I mean, we just take it one game at a time, and we talk about stopping the run. That's the main job. And everything else will take care of itself. I mean, we got a big game next week. I'm glad we got the win, but we just got to keep rolling, keep getting better.
What do you feel like you guys are doing now that maybe you weren't doing in those first few games of the season that are allowing you to play at a much higher level?
We're communicating better as a defense. We're meeting more all together, not just individually. And we're just doing the little things right. And that's when you play against teams where talent equates, it's the little things that get you over the edge.
Yeah. Final. Well, I'm sorry, Corbin. Go ahead.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good.
Clay Hall, WSYX, over to the left.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
How did you make the, when the change was made and the shuffling of the staff, how did you guys in the back end come together?
I mean, it was really just about, like I said, doing the little things. I mean, the coaches, they can do, you know, what they feel like needs, what they feel like is necessary, but all we do is follow and we listen to what they say. And I feel like since the beginning, we've just been getting better every week. You know what I'm saying? Doing the little things right, focusing on the little things. Yeah.
And final questions over here, Jack Emerson, the Lantern.
Corey, you guys had 14 tackles for a loss, 5 sacks. It felt like their quarterbacks were under pressure almost every play. What did you see from your front seven, and how much did that pressure help you in the back?
I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, when they get it done in the trenches, it just makes our job that much easier. I mean, it felt like just every play they were back there, and that just makes our job easier. So, you know, we keep improving. We're going to, you know, watch out. Great. Watch out.
Court, thank you very much.
Thank you.